music from the band. On this day in 1968, the band released their debut album, Music from Big Pink. The Weight is on there, but also this one, Bob Dylan tune, also worked on by Richard Manuel of the band, Tears of Rage. The band released Music from Big Pink on this day back in 1968. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Very happy to be joined by Mark Lotter right now, Director of Strategic Communication for the Donald Trump 2020 campaign. Find him on Twitter at Mark with a C underscore Lotter, L-O-T-T-E-R. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, I watched the debates on Wednesday and Thursday night. Many Americans did, even those, I think, who have no intention of voting for any of those candidates. And boy, anytime there was a policy discussion, it seemed like it was a win for the president, because these candidates are driving each other farther and farther to the left fringe of their party.
It's really remarkable, and you're starting to see so many people, and I even saw some national mainstream media outlets talk about Democrats they were hearing who said they don't even recognize the party anymore. Mm-hmm. And it just shows you how far to the radical left that they have gone when just a few years ago, in 2014, and before that, President Obama was talking about how Obamacare wouldn't provide health care to illegal immigrants and how illegal immigrants from Central America should not come up here because we will send you back, or how even escaping poverty was not a reason to claim asylum in our country. That was all President Obama. And now flash forward a few years, and all of those things are on the table for the Democrats.
Yeah, and you know, you look at just issues like the border crisis, where three, four weeks ago, those on the left and many of these candidates were saying it's a manufactured crisis. It doesn't really exist. The president just trying to, you know, be an authoritarian dictator and do what he wants on the border. And now Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, mainstream media members all are saying, well, yeah, there's a crisis. What are we going to do about it? Let's figure something out. Let's do something about this crisis, which they did not admit was even happening weeks ago.
Now, again, you know, it just shows the hypocrisy that they are showing on this when they deny it, and then try to blame President Trump for it when they finally get around to admitting it. Yeah. And then you look at what they were saying at that debate last week. I was down there in Miami, and each and every one of them was raising their hand talking about decriminalizing illegal border crossings. And let's have an honest conversation about this. These are people who are taking a 1,000-mile journey, mostly on foot, risking themselves to violence. Women are being sexually assaulted. Obviously, people are dying trying to make this trip. They're paying thousands of dollars to cartels and smugglers and coyotes. And the Democrats now think a parking ticket is going to dissuade them? I mean, it's just laughable.
And, you know, the other thing that was very hard to believe is that the comments about the economy. We're all sitting here, Mark, and we understand what the economy has been like these past couple of years. It's been a great success. And you look at polling numbers, and what, 65, 70% of Americans, depending on the poll, say, yeah, the economy is in great shape. And they're listening to these Democratic candidates talk about how awful things are and how things have to change. We need, you know, a revolution in the country when it comes to economic system and moving towards socialism and all. I don't know how two and two get put together to find that equation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, I'm just from the South down in Indiana, so we know something about manufacturing as well as you guys do.
Yeah.
And to see auto manufacturing jobs coming back to Michigan, to see the increase in manufacturing jobs, when just a few years ago, again, President Obama was saying it would take a magic wand, the president has shown it. We have added a 500,000 manufacturing jobs, 6 million jobs in total since he has taken office, and 82% of Americans got a tax cut in this tax cut bill in the lower and middle income areas. 90% of Americans have seen larger paychecks. These are the kinds of things that Democrats stood on that stage last week and said they're going to undo on day one. We've got to understand what this election is going to be. It's going to be a choice. Do you want to keep this going, Or do you want those higher taxes? Do you want free health to pay for free health care for illegal immigrants and free everything for everyone else? It's just really remarkable when, you know, this is going to be a choice, and they're making it really easy for people to choose President Trump.
Mark Lauder with us, Director of Strategic Communication for President Trump, the 2020 campaign, at @Mark_Lauder on Twitter. The president has been here to Michigan not that long ago. Joe Biden's going to be here in Detroit. There's going to be Democratic debates in Detroit at the end of this month. When it comes to Michigan, it was a thin margin last time around. The president did win the state of Michigan. Is that a realistic goal once again to have President carry Michigan?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, that there's a fundamental difference between when you're running to try to go into office rather than when you're running as an incumbent. Because so many people, when President Trump was campaigning in 2016, and I was alongside him and Vice President Pence when we were campaigning in Michigan so many times, you're asking people to put their faith in you, that you will deliver on the promises that you made. And now the president can come back and say, you put your faith in me, and I did the things that I said I was going to do, and we're going to do more. But we brought those manufacturing jobs back. We have renegotiated the failed NAFTA deal that sent so many jobs out of our country. We did simple things like moving the embassy in Jerusalem mm-hmm. in Israel, things that presidents had promised for decades before of both parties and failed to deliver. This president did it, and he's going to continue to do more. And that's why I think the people in Michigan are going to say, we want to keep this going because we do see those jobs coming back.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I know the president will be back here in Michigan very soon as we get rolled up to 2020. Follow Mark @Mark_Lauder on Twitter, Director of Strategic Communications for the president's 2020 campaign. Thanks again, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Mark Lauder here on the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.